there's a lot of stress in young people's lives that we didn't have 15 and 20 years ago. But there's other high-risk groups as well. Men and women 65 and older are at high risk by age, as well as men between the ages of 35 and 55.
Talk a little bit about survivor guilt and the stigma associated with suicide.
There's always been a huge stigma associated with the act of suicide. We didn't talk about it. People tried to sweep it under the carpet, you know, not want anybody to know because they felt guilt. And it is unusual, or at least for this type of act, people feel, what did I do that I shouldn't have done? What didn't I not see? What did I not do or talk about? Why didn't I know this? So there's a lot of why questions that they have, what they might have, could have, should have done or known or seen.
Does that make it more difficult to deal with the loss of a loved one due to suicide compared to other causes?
It does make it more difficult to deal with, and that's why we have special survivors of suicide support groups. And here in Dayton, we have the very first one in the world. But it's difficult because no one else around them can say, I understand how you feel. I know what you're thinking. I know why you say what you say. I know why you do what you do. Unless you're another survivor, you can't possibly understand what a survivor is going through.
It's a difference between sympathy and empathy.
Oh, huge difference. Yes, absolutely.
You're sponsoring an event to help people who have lost a loved one due to suicide. What kind of events will be offered to help people cope?
Well, we're offering a two-day Survivor Weekend event at the Dayton VA. What we're going to be doing is the first day on Friday, we're featuring a remembrance service. And we don't call it a memorial service, but a remembrance service. We want to remember the lives that we have lost. There'll be a candle lighting ceremony, which most people are familiar with, where they get to say who they're lighting their candle for. On Saturday, the feature event is a showing of the National Survivors of Suicide panel out of Washington, followed by a local panel of survivors who will present their stories.
One of the recovery tools you use is music and art therapy projects. Tell me how that works.
We're going to have a music therapy project that will feature a song from the play Wicked entitled For Good, and a phrase repeats, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And we're going to be playing that and showing the words and having people write down, just for their own benefit, if those words speak to them and how they speak to them. For art, we're going to be doing remembrance cards where people can put information about their loved one, and we're going to display these cards all weekend long.
And that personal healing is just the beginning of the permanent healing.
Absolutely, it is. We have a symbol at Suicide Prevention Center. Our logo is three interconnecting circles that stand for prevention, intervention, and postvention. And most people don't understand that word postvention, but it stands for prevention for the next generation. And that's what we're kind of working on with their survivors.
The Survivors of Suicide Weekend event takes place on Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th at the Dayton VA Medical Center and is open to the public. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Tricia Marks, thank you.
You're welcome.